Okay, call the meeting to order at 7:10 p.m. Is there anything we need to add to the agenda? I see we have no guests tonight.
Nope.
If nothing else, can I have a motion to approve?
I will move to approve the agenda.
Okay, all those in favor? And that is carried. Approval of the minutes from the regular council meeting, November 19th. Were there any errors or omissions?
If not,
can I have a motion to approve?
I do so.
Okay, all in favor? That is carried. The approval of the minutes of the special meeting on December 4th. Was there any errors or omissions? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I will move to approve December 4th.
Okay. All those in favor? And that is carried. Moving on to the Public Works Report.
And stuff wrong. I just was curious. Something that I can't remember what it was.
So are the chlorine pump thing call-outs better?
Better, but he got called out yesterday morning at 5 a.m. and then last week really early in the morning again. And it's just a blip. And it, by the time he logs in on his phone to look at it, it's back to normal.
It's corrected.
So,
is it chlorine or is it power?
It doesn't have a power fail or anything. It's just the chlorine level drops and hits that threshold, and then it sends an email and calls him, and then it jumps back up. And they even set a 30-second delay on it now, thinking that those little blips or bubbles or whatever it is were setting it off, but the last two have been since they set.
Since they calibrated it?
Yeah.
Turn the curb bell on.
Yes. That's down here on the corner. They were renoing it, so the curb bell had been shut off because nobody had been living in it for a while. And then they were doing
On which one? Plewer's old house?
Two-story.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So someone is going to be...
They're working on it.
There's a trailer there.
Yeah, it's been there.
And I do see, I think the guy that owns it got his down in the parking lot, is what I was told. The guy that lives in Hutchinson's old house, he cleaned the house out. And he said the guy's been in this trailer down here. But I think that's the owner. And he started studying for the water course.
He did. I forgot to ask him today how it was going.
Nice.
A little naggy there. Pardon? How's it going? Are you done yet? How about now?
Okay, that's all I had on that.
Okay. Admin report.
Thank you. Looks good. Just a question.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go to Champion to turn the curb stop off?
Yes, because they have two public works. They were both sick.
Oh.
So he had to go do that for them because the plumber wouldn't touch it. So.
Okay.
And that website that is... Yeah, thank you. I'm like, I can't remember his name. It's going to be good.
Yeah. Any changes, any ideas or suggestions or anything from the candidate?
I tried to be critical, but I think he did a good thing.
I think so, too.
Definitely knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be nice to have.
Mm-hmm. A little more streamlined and user-friendly.
Yeah.
A little more professional.
Yeah. Okay, so... There's no other questions for Kelly. Can I have a motion to accept those reports?
I move we accept the administer and the...
Public Works?
Yes, Public Works.
All in favor? And that is carried. Correspondence?
Nothing out of the ordinary. But I don't have on the agenda, I don't think.
Okay, moving on to financial reports. anything you want to talk about, Kelly, on the statement of cash position?
No.
Okay.
We have actually, yes, we haven't received the final Simpson bill for the water plant yet. We did get one November 30th from MPE. So well,
there was one on there for Simpson.
There could have been from last. Could have been from the end of.
130,000.
Yeah, we did pay them, but I'm expecting. Yeah, I'm expecting another one because they finished up late October, kind of thing, beginning of November. So I'm assuming we're going to get another one, but I haven't seen it yet. So these grant accounts could
be nice
go
to
down
get rid of that Samson water.
Yeah. And are we kind of figured out with Samson Water?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now that the audit is complete, when is that going to roll?
When I do those adjusting entries.
And who, on the other, here it is, who is the 182-5410 AB Limited for $10,900?
That would be for the furnace.
The furnace, Dwayne Hill, okay.
Yeah.
Did the hot water tank?
No, it's here, but he's been busy. I haven't heard back from him when he can come install it. So.
Okay. And did we get paid up with workers' comp for that back?
Yes, just yesterday, I think,
okay.
It went out. Yeah.
Okay.
They said they were going to pull it on our November payment, and they didn't, so... That one is good.
They just pull it out automatically?
Yeah, we have like an auto withdrawal every month for our thing, so they were going to add it to that. And it got skipped last month, so they hammered it.
Nice. So, okay. Do we need a motion on for the fuel? Like, because I see that we're over.
There's a couple that are over. I think I have it in here for another one budget to go over. Yeah, for the fire hydrant testing. Yes, that's what I actually got about to the agenda. Where is it? Because our fuel went over, and then they came out to top up our fuel tank because fuel was going up in price. So we had it. We just got another $890 bill for regular gas yesterday from last week or something. So
because I mean the other ones that were over are the
for the auditor. Too. Like our professional services is over a bit.
Yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off. But
nope, that's fine.
Building maintenance is over, but the furnace is a grant funded project, so it would be not a budgeted item. It's in the GL right now because that's how we have to account for it, but that last $10,000 payment for that number company will be a grant-funded project, so I don't know if we need to motion because that one's over or not. And then fuel and public work. Then our WCB is over.
Yeah. I didn't know if we do it in December or do we do it in January once the year is done. Like, I don't know how that works.
Oh, that would make more sense because then all of our bills would be entered and paid, and then we'd know for sure exactly how much we're
over. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Does that work? Okay.
professional fees stay under.
Yeah.
Moving forward. All right. Is there any other questions for Kelly? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I can approve the financials as presented.
Okay. All in favor, and that is carried. Old business. AM water project.
Yes. It's pretty much finished. Fortis has a monitor on the lines because there's been phase loss issues going on. Of course, we haven't had one since they monitored it, except for one power outage. Like, my power went out at the farm, and at the same time, the water plant went down. So whatever three-phase line that is obviously connects all the way out east to town. But that's the only time that he's lost power. And Fortis, of course, said, oh, yeah, here's our graph. There's a power loss there. But that's not the issue that he's been having. Like, he's been having these weird phantom somethings. So Gavin from MPE said they still have the monitor on the line, and they're going to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, we haven't had those for a bit, where it would be like the kind of go down and then up and then down.
Well, we had one. Was it our last meeting here?
The last council meeting.
I think. We had to shut the lights off and turn them back on because they kind of browned out. But anyways, it's all going well so far. There's a little bit of glitches with the chlorine monitor still, but
okay. LGFF grant.
I have not heard from them. They were waiting, of course, for financials to be submitted. I did hear from the CCBF grant coordinator. My SFE didn't match the numbers on the financial statements because they had amended the financial statements to include GST, but I was told not to include GST because we get it back, and so my numbers don't match, and the grant coordinator said just have your auditor write me a letter saying that they will make adjustments in the 2024 financial year, and the auditor said that is not our job. Your job is to make sure your working papers are in order so that when we look at them, we can say yes or no. So I sent that to the grant coordinator. I said, I don't know what you want me to do. I can change my SFE to match. Like, I don't know. So I haven't heard back from him since late last week. So,
fire hydrant testing.
I sent the report to you guys last week, I believe.
Meant to.
Did I not turn it?
I don't remember.
I don't get it.
There was something on there.
Okay. Sorry. I thought I had sent it out. I just did Doug and Wyatt. I think it all looks good. We had good pressure. There's a couple that have some small leaks. There's one that doesn't hold pressure. And I had emailed Doug about it, saying, like, who fixes this or who do we talk to? And he said, you could inquire with the company that did all your upgrades, but he's not exactly sure. So
how can a fire hydrant not hold pressure?
I don't know. But
like, unless there's a water leak, it's...
Yeah. I'm not sure on that one, so that was the only.
How come it was so much more?
I think because we were the only village that they did. Because when they originally quoted us, they were going to hit multiple villages to save on travel.
Okay,
and we were so late that it's a fortune. So it was about $4,400. So that's for my budget request. Do we want to wait and table that till January, or
we can make a motion? It's not going up, right?
It shouldn't. No, the bill's been paid. So the only increase would be if Samson does one more water test this month that we haven't heard about, and I don't know how many they've done. So
do they do hydrant testing?
No, I put it under the water analysis GL because I didn't know where else to put it.
Okay.
I figured, well, it's kind of water analysis.
Okay. Then we can wait to see if they...
That might be the best. Yeah,
okay.
We can wait till January. Okay.
Okay. ACP grant?
I haven't heard anything.
Okay. Interim budget?
I updated the actuals for December. But I did notice that any pending invoices that I know that have come in that haven't been paid yet, they aren't reflected in that. So there is still expenses going out.
So that's just information though, right?
Just information, yeah.
Okay. Horticultural Society request.
So we discussed that last month, but the site that they requested isn't ideal because there's no water, so I just tabled it until...
So they want to put a tree farm
where the old blade was?
Yeah. So we were talking last council about a more suitable site. Like a tree farm's a great idea, but maybe something more suitable.
So how many trees are there?
I don't know. I haven't been to a meeting in about a year.
Oh, I was wondering when they had that, if they use it for a tree farm. They just go totally right around that lot, put the trees on it, just not on the roadside.
Yeah.
But alley and down both ends. And then if we get the blade back, then we do have stuff and we can fill out the trees to put elsewhere.
Yeah. We had talked about possibly the Lions campground where there's already water there. But...
So just putting more, because on the edge is all done.
Yeah.
Just putting them inside?
Inside or on that south, well, I don't know my directions very well, southeast corner, south of the...
Southeast corner is where
the station, dump station is, but between there and the bathroom, isn't there like just empty space in there? No?
There is. There's a lot of water there.
Oh, okay, maybe not. That's not the greatest spot. I just think it's kind of protected, but
that's
it's a great idea, but just somewhere else.
The drip system goes down there.
Oh, okay.
And then it goes.
Oh, okay. Well, do we want to send them a letter that we'll find a more suitable space, or what do we want to do?
I did let Karen know that there was no water at blade
yeah.
site, or the former blade site.
Yeah.
So council liked the idea, but wanted to look at it better.
Coles up there? Probably don't.
Remember when what?
Coles. Used to live.
But I know that's why Marge Moore gave...
They had water.
That's why Marge gave the land back to the village, was because there was no water service there.
Well, I don't think there is where the stuff that Moore is on.
Yeah.
But at one time, along the sidewalk on the south side there, Coles, there was a basement there and everything, and they had water. So I don't know whether it's just been abandoned, but it should still be piped down there. I don't know whether a guy could.
I don't know.
Well, if we get our ACP grant funding, we can find
we
the
can
water
find
lines.
Out
That's my goal.
Because
okay. That would be
I
good
know,
to know
we have water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, that can still be tabled.
Yeah.
Maybe Hort can think of a different complete space as well.
Tax auction.
Okay, so we set it for Monday, December 30th at 10 a.m. at the office with the option to postpone it. But I would suggest we just
go ahead.
You're done.
I agree.
I had Ray Fobb do a market appraisal for us to set a reserve price. The one property he valued at $40,000, the other property at $43,000.
Wow.
So he did not go into either property because I told him not to because it was still considered private land and we had no idea what the insides were like.
Well, I thought the one house...
Neither of those houses are livable anymore.
No. The one was condemned a long time ago. And
yeah.
then the other one, the fire department, used to use it for fire practice all the time.
That's the one that was condemned. We used to use it for interior searches. But when Bob Halsall bought that one property, he owned the other one already, he was supposed to tear that house down because it had been condemned.
Because they, I think that
he only bought it for the garage in the back.
Because I think at one time there was, remember when they had that mice, deer mice or whatever, had that disease?
Antivirus.
Yeah, that they figured that that house, it was in their house.
I don't know that either one of those properties is worth that much money.
I know. So I don't know how, I don't know if we're obligated to set a reserve price based on the appraisal or if you have discretion.
The only thing I like about those is the fact that that one that bought the one that's, she's going to be coming up to a year now, without starting anything.
Maybe
anyway,
not spring, but.
To stop them, possibly.
Sorry?
To stop them from.
Speculators.
Yes.
Like, just because it's a reserve bid, if we want to sell it cheaper, we could, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking that if someone like that sees it and go, wow,
well, the reserve bid is the least that you can sell it for. So if you want to lower your reserve bid below the appraisal, you can't, I think. I can look into that and get confirmation from... Maybe Union Fair.
Because they put them prices because there's a building on it, right?
Basically.
Even though the first thing you'd have to do is tear the building down and then get rid of all those trees.
Trees, too.
Okay. So we're moving ahead with that. Okay.
And then I will find out for sure
if you can... All right, new business. Orthophotography.
Okay, so last year, Jamie from Orth strongly suggested council get new photography for the village for our mapping system. So you guys agreed and made a motion to spend $1,900 on it. The price came in at about $2,900, so we didn't do it. Again, the price is estimated to be about $1,900. So, but it all depends how many other munis jump on board as well, because the more there are, the less, or the lower the price goes. So, our photos are actually from 2017, I think. So there is a lot of change, like when you use the satellite view and look at them. But
well, if we made a motion to go up to $2,500, would that make more sense?
It might, yeah, because it did fluctuate.
If it does come a little bit, it gives you the freedom of
deciding.
What do you think?
I think it could be beneficial.
Okay, I'll make the motion then to put aside $2,500, up to $2,500 for the photography for the village from Orsk.
Okay. Any more discussion? Not all those in favor? And that is carried. The utility rights bylaw.
Okay. So I made two changes from last year. One of them... saving money on... my printing, so I have it automatically set to print back black and white. Sometimes I forget to turn on the color. The highlighting didn't show up. So the one is on page 24 under billing cycle. So you can kind of see it.
It's kind of great.
Okay, so I added in CA, I guess. I should have been C1. That at the discretion of administration, if people are in arrears for more than 60 days, we can do either shut their water off at the curb valve, or if we can't shut the water off or there's some like, reason, then we can transfer it to the tax roll. Right now, we have a few residents that are just constantly rolling to the tax roll. And one of them I know, we don't know where the curb valve is, can't find it. But it might be, I don't know, it might be a better option to be able to shut the water off.
I like the idea of shutting it off if they're not paying.
Yeah. Just another option to, yeah, and I don't know if you want me to make that call or if I bring it to you to make that call.
You can't do it in the winter, right?
Yeah.
I don't think. Can you?
I don't know. I mean, I can take that out if you don't.
No, not wanted,
but that was the thought I had.
So, would we have to give them a letter saying we're going to?
Yeah, like we give notice already when. Yeah. So we send a letter if you are 60 days overdue, and then saying that, you know, if you don't pay by this day, we give 2 weeks notice, then your amount owing will be transferred to your tax roll. So we would do the same for.
Has it been beneficial in getting monies in?
I don't know. I think it just gives people an out. I'll push their expenses off another 6 months or whatever, right? Like, they're not going to see the hit until June when they get their tax bill. And so I don't know if it's.
So once you put on the tax bill, do you send them out an invoice to say this is what your new taxes are owing based on the water over or the water overdue?
I think they might get a letter. I don't know how Heather does it, to be honest. I know that she sends a letter saying this is how much you owe, and then another letter saying if you don't pay by this day, then it will be transferred to the tax roll, and then this amount has been transferred to your tax roll.
Well, so. I kind of be with Sue. Let me start.
Yeah.
And then my other question, the budget is based on these rates going into effect starting January 1st. The bill wouldn't be sent until March 1st, so people would know for 2 months that their bill has gone up by $3 a month. But if we wanted, I don't know when you want it to be in effect as of.
Okay.
And then the other change was the monthly administration fee is increased from $47 to $50 to cover the extra capital expenditure fee that we have to pay to do that.
Right now there's just about $4,700 in overdue utilities.
Yeah.
So. I'm all for shutting it off.
Yeah, I agree.
We had hoped by rolling it into the taxes that it would be a deterrent, not an enabler.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still going to get a big tax bill, but at least this way we can.
So
would they pay the back of what they owed, or would that just stay on their tax bill?
They would, like, it'll come out. So if they don't pay anything from, like, today until June on their utilities, everything that's 60 days past due would go onto their tax roll. So, yeah, and it would be on their bill under arrears. Like, you get your tax levy and then arrears and then your total on your new tax bill. So.
My concern is that they don't pay their taxes either.
Well, that's
they don't pay
couple.
Their utilities and yeah. they don't pay their taxes.
Yeah. And it could be a very steep bill by the time.
Yeah.
And then the more about it.
And then as you just add it and add it and add it. And then like
3 years,
January 1st, 6% or 7%, whatever the percentage for tax interest gets tacked on if you don't pay your outstanding by December 31st. So
then also, if we shut off water, we should add a fee to shut off the water.
There's a fee in here if you ask for your water to be shut off, but I can word that section to reflect
it be, even if we have to
for
shut
any
off,
reason we shut off.
And
the water.
Then if they want it back on, it
there is
be
a
double.
Reconnection.
I think it's $25
on F. Request communication to the Rose Farm office for temporary disconnection. One time fee of $25.
Okay. but no discount on your water or anything there. So,
so it's already in here, is this that place? But it's just turn it back on. It should be double. 50. But that's, I mean, we had this.
I mean, that line was in there for the snowbirds.
Snowbirds.
So
yeah.
They asked their water to be turned off. The disconnection fee.
Yeah.
But I can add a section I and say if your water is disconnected due to non-payment, there will be a $25 fee. If you want that in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a $25 fee to have it reconnected as well.
I think
on.
It's just the one-time fee.
There will like be a one-time fee of $25 charged for the service of temporary disconnection.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to think that was worded in there somehow, but yeah.
That's so good. A reconnection fee.
Yeah.
Okay. There might have been in the old bylaw, but then we took that section out and didn't have that option to disconnect the water. We rolled it to the tax roll.
Okay.
Issues we were having had no
perpetual. Well, and that might be an investment we need to look at to ensure that we have working curb stops on all properties.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Banking on that ACP grant so that we can find all the curb valves.
Yeah.
It'll be fabulous. Okay, so I'll add a section I. And say any disconnection due to non-payment.
Well, could you just adapt? But that's fine.
Yeah, do that.
$25.
Yep.
To reconnect.
Reconnection. Okay. Yep.
Okay. Well, even like with H, the service shall be turned on when the new owner takes possession of the property. So, is there to be a connection fee on that one when they first take possession?
If you want it, we can add it. Yes.
I don't know.
Well, you know what it can be.
Does it get shut off between? I mean,
if Heather's been really good when people, when lawyers' offices are asking for tax certificates, she'll say, please let the buyer know to contact our office or send us the information so we have all of their contact information and the date of their arrival. And so the last few purchases that we've had go through, the people have either called in or come into the office to give us their name and contact information and everything, so we have somewhere to bill when they show up. And when the former owners leave, they have to give us the date of possession or whatever, so that we'll give them a final bill for that, the day before that kind of thing.
Okay.
So we haven't had to shut any water off, I don't think, over the summer, because people were in and out like 12 hours later kind of thing, and we had contact information for everybody, but that was more a concern.
So this is just if we have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if we don't know who's buying the property and haven't heard from anybody, and then we have that option to shut it off until they come in and say, hey.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I don't know how to say there's that one where the two motor homes are. Is the water to that property show up?
There's no water, is there? Is there a curb here?
Where?
In
off
between
on Armstrong?
Oh. I don't think he has water there.
Hmm.
Not to those trailers, like the motorhomes.
I don't know, they put that pipe in, because that's an empty lot that they didn't put up.
There might be a curb out there, but I don't think it's connected to anything on the properties for that.
Just curious.
Okay, so Then do we do, will you bring this back to do first reading?
I don't know when you want it to come into effect. That's the question. Like, if you pass it all tonight, can it go into effect January 1st, or is that too soon? That's my question. Or do you want me to rewrite it and then bring it back in January?
I think it needs to be cleaned up before we pass it.
Okay.
Then there isn't there something like, I mean, I know we've changed this, so we have to redo the bylaw readings for second and third, but isn't there something that if it's just the fee schedule, you can just do an amendment?
Yeah, I think
to
we
the
talked
bylaw?
About that one thing.
Like if it's so just to the fee schedule?
The fees, fines, and charges bylaws for, like, everything else.
No, but like if
but
you, have
if
a
you
bylaw,
were just changing the fees, you could do it without having a full bylaw reading.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought in the bylaw. I could be wrong. But I don't know. How do you guys feel? Do you want her to bring it back for January's meeting?
When does the billing go in effect for Twin Valley?
January 1st.
January 1st.
I mean, it can amend the budget. It's the one billing cycle it would affect for that extra $3 a month. So. I just, when we did it last year, when we passed the interim budget, yeah, it was all based on the new rates, but we didn't kick the new rates in until, like, May 1st, and then the billing didn't actually come out till July 1st, so it was half the year, and so my numbers were out to lunch on the budget line. So that's my problem, but... So the effective date, if you pass it in January, do you want it to be the next billing cycle? So March 1st.
Couldn't you start it February 1st?
Yeah.
Or no, because your bills go January, February.
Yeah,
but we do charge per month, so you could do January at the old rate, and then February.
But your bill goes out January 1st for January and February, right?
No, back billed. So the end of this month
December.
Will be December and January,
November.
So the March bill will be for January, February.
Okay.
So
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm okay.
Do you want to do it now? Okay. So, bylaw 853 in the village of Carmingay to authorize an amendment to the sewer, water, and garbage rates. Bylaw 846 of the village of Carmingay.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, amendment to 846. Sorry. That's right. Okay.
Retta, first time the 17th day of December, 2024. All in favor? That is carried. Anybody else want to do a...
I will move that we read for a second time. Bylaw 853, the bylaw of the Village of Carmingay to authorize an amendment to the water, sewer, and garbage rates. Bylaw number 846 of the Village of Carmingay.
Okay. All those in favor? And that is carried. Can I have a motion to read a third time? Doug makes that motion.
I move we read a third time.
Okay. All those in favor? That's unanimous. So bylaw 853, bylaw of the Village of Carmingay to authorize amendment to the water, sewer, and garbage rates. Bylaw 846 of the Village of Carmingay. Read a third time this 17th day of December 2024. All in favor, and that is carried.
What's up? I lost my clip.
And that's the start date of January 1st then?
Yeah.
Yes. So billing going January, February will be in. Thank you very much.
Okay. workforce development support processing position.
Okay, so I added it on to your package. ORSC sent out a survey in the summer asking if any municipalities would be interested in accessing a development officer position through ORSC. So they would deal with building permits, compliance certificates, all that sort of thing. And so I filled out the survey. I said, yes, please. That would be fantastic because I feel like every time I have a question, I ask Steve and he drafts it for me anyway. So apparently I'm not the only person that's leaning on their planner heavily and taken away from their planning job. So they have proposed to implement this development support position, and we would be billed according to how many permits and compliance letters we would average in a year. So right now they're, based on my estimates of what we've done the last couple years, the cost for Carmengay would be $7,200 for the year, or about $600 a month.
Personally, I think it's money well spent.
I think so too,
especially with everything going so legal anymore.
Yeah, and we sent one of the compliance letters to Steve to ask him a question about it, and he came back and said, actually, this is incorrect, that's incorrect, don't read it that way, this is wrong. And so he sent us a template, and so we changed the way we're doing compliance letters now because they were just worded wrong, like it wasn't the right
verbiage or
what. Yeah, so... anyways,
So if we don't fit Tier 2 and we go down to Tier 1, that costs are adjusted? Or
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
When I read, I didn't think so. I think we were put in Tier 3.
Okay.
So just say if a member goes over their allotted permits or letters of compliance, additional fees will be incurred. So...
That might be something to ask.
How many did we do?
I can't remember what.
But, like, was it 15?
I want to say something like that. Yeah, between the compliance certificates and the development permits, I think we had, I want to say maybe 8. Well, this year we had 10 or 11 development permits alone. And then probably another 6 to 8 compliance certificates, so... Maybe close to 20, like in the mid-teens.
Because I was thinking, I thought, wow, maybe we can watch them keep under, but, you know, we want...
Development.
We
yeah.
want development, so yeah. Tier 2, yeah. we can live with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I can ask if we can start at Tier 1, and then, I mean, it's the same. Like, you know, from 0 to 10 to 11 to 20, it's just double, so...
Yeah. And I didn't know if it comes, like, their second proposal or their...
Not it might have more,
but they're, what did they call it? Trying to.
You just, the way they did this, it just doesn't, you know, some guy gets 11 and has to pay $7,200. Some guy gets 10.
Yeah.
And they only have to pay $3,600.
Yeah.
To me, that they'd have been far better off to do it. Do a monthly cost or whatever, and then base it on what you're at the end of the year, whether you have a...
Yeah. Well, I think they're still looking for feedback, so...
They definitely are.
Yeah, because you had that in your report, too.
But that's what I would suggest.
Like, have a base rate, and then...
The step is to provide your feedback.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, if we only do 11... And they just had it as whatever that would work out to. $100 on thing.
Right.
So, I don't know if I need them. Motion to work this into the budget, or a motion to go forward?
It would just be added onto the
added
thing, right?
Yeah.
Do we need a motion now or just to continue on? Is this more information until they have a final breakdown?
If you guys are happy with this idea, then I will respond and
see.
Interested kind of thing, because they want further feedback, and if I don't respond, then they'll take me off the list. And
I really want the idea of getting help, and I mean they help you a lot.
They do, yeah.
And so if we have to pay something for it, I mean, worst comes to worst, it can be added on somewhat to development permit. So.
Okay.
So what kind of motion do you want?
I think at this point we don't really need one. They're going to come with a follow-up proposal in February. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I just didn't know if I needed something to move forward.
Because it's like the only ask right now, it seems, is that they just want to reconfirm that we're interested.
Okay. Yeah, same kind of feedback you might have, like as far as fees or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what their expectations are from us.
Yeah.
The municipality and the... And those seemed okay to me.
Basically,
kind of what we're doing already.
Do the mailing or whatever that needs to be done and sign the papers that they draft. So.
Okay. Good. So, moving on. ORSC, reports, ORSC. Thanks, Sue.
I didn't actually make it in person, but I did get to Zoom it.
Okay. Any questions about that? Marquis, we had our meeting. It was actually, they had a COVID outbreak, so it was by Zoom. They had their sprinkler system went off in the, or broke in their coolers, and so that was a huge, huge expense. But then, So. We're getting in on funding for the next round of that grant for affordable housing. They've resubmitted for that. Wait and see. Next one is Vulcan Solid Waste. They you already got the budget numbers.
Yeah.
And they had asked for confirmation of appointment to who sits on the board.
Yes, I sent that in.
Okay.
To Marquis and
Did they talk about it? SEWA?
They did talk about SEWA. It's a very heated discussion. And I just frustrates me beyond all belief.
They're looking at a mobile?
Yeah. And so they, SEWA had a meeting with one of the potential contracts to do in the smaller sites, and it just gets very between Tom Grant and Jody Gateman. It becomes their show, arguing back and forth, and so it's frustrating. And now Willow Creek has asked the county if they would be interested in a bio, in a waste stream study, and so the county said sure, but it was like, but if you're part of the waste commission, isn't it like one and are all together?
Well, so I know. Like even South Gold, I mean, they kind of backed to begin with solar or whatever, but they really want to step back totally away from them.
It's very contentious.
Well, and there's so much they won't let out.
Like everything's in camera. Everything's in camera. 90% of the money that has been put in goes to admin and grant applications. Like, there's no money for anything. So anybody that builds it has to come up with their own funding. Like, it's just...
And this is the SEWA organization?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, everything's top secret, so you never get any real information on anything. And, like, we've been... This was underway when I got on council in 2007, and it's no farther ahead, other than they're not building some big facility now. Mm-hmm. They're looking at smaller ones.
Just because they've spent over $2 million.
Oh, easy.
And,
yeah.
And nowhere near. Claire's home, Laurel Creek, is going on a much smaller scale, and they are totally caught up to where SEWA is.
Yeah.
So... if Willow Creek got it, our tipping fees would actually go down. If Saywell gets it, the way it was, this mobile unit, they said, will bring our tipping
fees
down.
Well, that's the thing that I never get, is that I never fully understand, I guess. I can't get my head around it, because the whole purpose for waste energy was so that your costs would go down. But then the more they talk, the more it's going to go up. Like, you just, it's going to go up. But if we're not trucking it to Pincher, then why does everything go up? Like, mm-hmm. And you're getting rid of it. You're not trying to find new landmass to dump it in. Like, so it just doesn't make any sense to me.
And see, mm-hmm. a lot
and nobody
of it,
can explain it.
A lot of it is selling off of what it produces, the energy.
Yeah.
They make money on that. The potash. They make cement with that.
Mm-hmm.
And also all of that stuff that you turn around and sell to help offset tipping fees. Saywell, they were like a ridiculous amount of money. It was going to go up. Plus, we had to, ship over to Brooks.
The baby's on the way right now.
No way.
Okay. Are you guys going? Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Red Deer or Rocky? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thanks. Bye. Love you. Sorry.
I'm
early.
That's crazy early. Holy.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
A month early.
Okay, Grandma.
Yeah. All right. Let's wind this up.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, that's Saywell.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know how we can do it, but the county is, like you say, they're fed up with them.
Yeah.
And that's why I think they answered well and agreed.
Yeah.
But again, like, none of the landfill sites or anything like that ever be used.
Yeah.
You know, in Europe, they don't put dirt on top of the garbage. So now they've got all of these sites do it. And when they don't get enough from residents and stuff, they go to the landfills and they start to clean them all up.
Oh, cool.
But we'll never be able to do that because Canada puts dirt on top of their garbage.
Uh-huh. All right, South Grove.
I think it's all.
Let me just see.
It's all there?
There.
Okay.
I have another meeting tomorrow with just, it's to learn about where to look for grants and how to obtain grants.
So, I did send an invitation to Teresa to see if she would be interested.
To go on that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Twin Valley Regional Water Services Commission.
No meeting.
Yeah.
No meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. Mayors in Southern I didn't go to that one.
Is that
No, this was last Friday.
Oh.
Vulcan County Regional Emergency.
No meeting.
FCSS?
I'm still getting FCSS emails, so I don't know if
Okay, I will let them know.
Okay.
As far as that goes.
That's the one you can't go to.
That's the one I can't go to, but I am still getting their emails.
Okay, I probably did not let them know. Sorry.
Their casino license is moving forward. We have a meeting on January 6th to whatever they have to do about getting this AGLC casino license. I didn't get the last time's minutes, but I don't know. I'm not going to go through my emails to find them right now. So,
okay. There's no Vulcan County communication meeting and closed session.
We can table that.
Are you sure? Okay. We'll adjourn the meeting at 8:00.